Module 8. Let us entertain you. Eight A. Reading. Listening and speaking, page 133.
The struggle for originality. A lot of artists face an internal struggle over originality. Of course, we all want to be original, but is it possible? Is there anything new under the sun? Some say there are no new stories, just remixed and rehashed versions of stories we're all familiar with. Often, when someone calls a piece of work original, a close examination reveals its roots in creative works that preceded it. But just because your story idea is similar to another story, perhaps a famous one, should you worry that it contains nothing of note and give up on it? Look at it this way. Everything already exists. The ideas, plots, characters, they're already out there in someone else's story. Nothing is unequivocally original anymore. So if you're at a loss for what to do, remember that originality isn't a matter of coming up with something new. It's a matter of using your imagination to take old concepts and carefully structure them in new ways. To test this theory, see if you can deduce what the following famous story is. An orphan living with his aunt and uncle receives a mysterious message from a non-human stranger, which leads him on an adventure. Early on, he must receive training to learn skills that are seemingly superhuman. Along the way, he befriends loyal helpers, specifically a guy and a gal who end up falling for each other. His adventures lead him to a villain, the same villain who killed his parents. If you guessed that this synopsis outlines Harry Potter, then you guessed right. But if you guessed that it was Star Wars, you're also right. This shows how two stories that are extremely different from one another can share many fundamental similarities, including the basic plot structure and character relationships, and it proves that writing ideas will come about and manifest in different ways when executed by two different writers. This is because creative writing is all about discovery, imagination, and sharing your feelings with readers. Bearing this in mind, I started seeing stories in a new light. When I read a great novel or watch a mesmerizing movie, I often realize upon reflection that these works have common elements with lots of other stories. I don't know if J.K. Rowling ever noticed that Harry Potter and Luke Skywalker were so alike. Whether she did or not, the lesson we can all take away is that she forged ahead and believed in the story that she wanted to tell. So I've come to realize that creativity isn't always coming up with something new. Creativity often is simply finding new connections, perspectives, and combinations of elements. Letting go of old ideals regarding originality and reshaping them with this new understanding sends us soaring into less inhibited and better writing experiences.